From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. A former Miami-Dade County public works official has pleaded guilty to accepting $150,000 in bribes. The U.S. Attorney's Office reports that Garfield Perry pleaded guilty Thursday to conspiring to accept bribes in connection with programs receiving federal funds and to commit extortion. He faces up to 5 years in prison. Perry had served as a roadway lighting coordinator for Miami-Dade County from 2002 to 2009. The U.S. Senate approved a bill that allows many South Florida water projects to move forward, but Florida transportation projects still hang in the balance. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
The bill that's now on its way to the president provides a new water reserve for Broward County, along with money for ports throughout the region, and it includes numerous Everglades restoration projects. South Florida Democrat Lois Frankel helped craft the compromise. She's hoping it can be an example as lawmakers work to fund the nation's transportation trust fund, which could go broke in July if lawmakers can't figure out a way to raise money now that the national gas tax is bringing in fewer dollars.
I think it's a model of bipartisan cooperation. It's a little bigger issue because the trust fund is going to be bankrupt probably by August. But we have a very good bipartisan spirit on the committee, and we ended up working very well with the Senate. So hopefully that'll give us some momentum.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says the region and nation will be reeling if the transportation bill isn't passed.
Then we don't build roads and bridges.
So far, GOP leaders have rejected raising the gas tax to fix the budget shortfall, and the two sides remain at an impasse. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
This Memorial Day weekend, the Florida Highway Patrol is ramping up its Click It or Ticket campaign, cracking down on drivers who do not wear seat belts. Government studies show people are twice as likely to die in a car accident if they're not wearing restraints. FHP Lieutenant Jeff Frost says officers will be aggressively looking for safety belt violations.
And that's just to educate drivers about the importance of wearing a safety belt. We'll also be looking for impaired drivers, people violating the speed limit.
A law passed in 2009 made not wearing a seatbelt a primary offense, meaning a driver can be pulled over simply for not buckling up. The average ticket costs about $100. With increased police presence on Miami Beach and restricted lanes headed to Miami Beach, this may not be the best weekend to see a movie on South Beach, but here's an incentive for the future. The City Commission has just approved the sale of alcohol at movie theaters, assuming they meet very specific size and location requirements. Christina Vega covers Miami Beach for the Miami Herald and says this was mainly passed for the Regal Cinema on Lincoln Road.
But the concern in Miami Beach is that somebody could use the new rules to essentially open up a nightclub without having to go through a more stringent approval process with the city. And specifically, there was a concern about the Roosevelt Theater on 41st Street in Miami Beach. But city staff assured the commissioner that couldn't happen because the Roosevelt is right across the street from an elementary school, and it's also close to a temple.
Like many cities, explains Vega, Miami Beach requires special approval to sell alcohol within a certain distance of a school or a place of worship. The city will consider a more precise definition of movie theater to make sure no one takes advantage of the new rules. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.